This is Jay Sekulow, a senior White House advisor to President Obama, says the law, well, that's irrelevant.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
At the hearings on Friday, Mr. Miller was asked about the legality of this targeting. What does the president believe? Does the president believe that would be illegal?
I can't speak the law here, but the law is irrelevant. The activity was outrageous and inexcusable, and it was stopped. We need to be fixed so we ensure it never happens again.
And I don't believe that the White House just found out about this in a news report. The president happened to grab a TV shot or just read Mr. George's report and said, you know what, anybody heard about this before? I'm just getting a first look at this.
There was an audit done by the Inspector General, but we've not had an investigation yet. That's why a bipartisan investigation, the Senate Finance Committee and the Ways and Means Committee is necessary. I also think a special counsel is going to end up being necessary here because it has to be independent of the White House.
Is it illegal what they have done?
It is absolutely not illegal.
It's not illegal what the IRS has done.
So let me understand the question. What is your statement as to what is illegal?
Do you believe it is illegal for employees of the IRS to create lists to target individual groups and citizens in this country?
I think the Treasury Inspector General indicated that it might not be, but others will be able to tell that.
What do you believe?
I don't believe it is.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I think we got a little scandal brewing here, folks. 1-800-684-3110. You're going to want to get into this conversation early. You got the White House senior advisor, Dan Pfeiffer, saying, well, the law, that's irrelevant regarding the IRS activity. You got Miller, the former, still, I guess he's currently the acting commissioner of Internal Revenue Service, that said targeting is absolutely okay. So the fact that they targeted conservative organizations, Christian groups, fine, according to the acting commissioner of Internal Revenue. And now we find out just moments ago that the White House counsel not only knew that there was an issue with regard to the IRS, but knew there was targeting of conservatives at the IRS. So this is, and allegedly didn't tell the president. And then you got the president of the United States not answering the famous question. We're going to want to play that as soon as we have it here. Let's go ahead and play that one, because I'll tell you something, folks. The president of the United States was asked a question. I want you to listen to the question, and then I'm going to talk about it, and then we're going to talk about the answer.
Can you assure the American people that nobody in the White House knew about the agency's actions before your counsel's office found out on April 22nd?
Let me make sure that I answer a specific question. I can assure you that I certainly did not know anything about the IG report before the IG report had been leaked.
That's wonderful, except that wasn't the question. Mr. President, did you know the IRS before the election in 2012 was targeting conservative groups? That's what we want to know. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. And folks, we've got a petition up right now, 82,000 strong. And now we're saying, Mr. President, you're responsible, so let's hold the President of the United States and his administration, who says the law is irrelevant, responsible for these actions. 1-877-989-2255 to add your name to this petition, 877-989-2255. Jordan, let me go quickly up to Washington here. What's the latest you have there? You were on with our clients this morning, but what's the latest in Washington?
You know, there's more hearings coming up this week. Today, Senate Finance Committee, also the widely expected and the one everyone's waiting for, the Government Reform and Oversight Committee hearing Wednesday. Chairman Daryl Issa, the Congressman Issa, who is known to be someone, the investigations are what the focus is of the Government Reform and Oversight Committee, and people know that they're the ones that kind of blew the lid on Benghazi and some of the other scandals that have been involved here. This is going to be one to watch, and then, of course, you know, many of our clients from across the country, they're ready to take the next step. They were outraged when they watched the commissioner give that testimony Friday.
Well, they should have been outraged, folks. We want your name on this petition at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Holding the White House responsible, by the way, matching challenge out as well. You can support us at ACLJ.org. But folks, let's hold President Obama responsible, not some low-level IRS agent. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to add your name to that petition. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. The money stops with the president.
The scandal inside the Internal Revenue Service gets worse every day. New revelations show a growing scandal involving the IRS intentionally targeting conservative groups since at least 2011. Groups with the words Tea Party or even Patriot in their names were singled out and faced intrusive and intimidating questions that violated their First Amendment rights. What's worse, that abuse is still ongoing. It's time for those inside the Obama administration to be held accountable. Even President Obama has refused to answer specific questions about what he knew and when. The ACLJ is going to federal court to sue the IRS on behalf of a number of conservative organizations. Those responsible need to be held accountable. Stand with the ACLJ now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. And for a limited time, if you make a gift to support the work of the ACLJ, it will be doubled through our matching challenge. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I'm Michael W. Smith.
Hey, what's up? I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
I'm Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline.
I'm Toby Mack.
This is John Foreman from Switchfoot, urging you to sign the petition to free Saeed Abedini.
Would you join us as we petition and pray?
Help us share his story.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Join me as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now calling for the release of Pastor Saeed. Online at SaveSaeed.org. SaveSaeed.org.
Back in the USSR. Oh, how lucky you are, boy. Back in the U.S., back in the U.S., back in the USSR.
All right, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me lay out the land for you here, what's going on this week. There's going to be a hearing Tuesday in the Senate. There's going to be a huge hearing Wednesday. That hearing is going to be in front of Daryl Issa's Oversight Committee. That's going to be huge. Than, what are we expecting to happen on that one?
It's going to be big time. I mean, it's going to be the Deputy Secretary Neil Wolin, the Inspector General, the former Commissioner Douglas Shulman, and here's the big one, Jay. They've also invited Lois Lerner. We've talked a lot about her. She's the Director of Exempt Organizations.
Who should have been fired already.
Absolutely. But I talked to the committee this morning, Jay, and you remember back to the hearings that we did for Pastor Saeed? They don't know yet whether Lois Lerner is going to make herself available to the committee. So that might be question one, whether or not she even shows up to answer these questions.
All right, so here's what we're doing, folks. We are preparing right now a federal lawsuit that's going to be filed late this week or early next. We've got over 20 plaintiffs. We've also are mobilizing our team, so our litigation team has been mobilized. Our government affairs team, of course, in Washington has been mobilized. We're doing a lot of media on this. But, David, we got a special challenge right now. And, folks, this is where we need your help. We're going to ask you to do something here because this is obviously the scope of this was not anticipated. We knew there was going to be an issue, but we didn't. I don't think any of us on this radio broadcast right now would have thought that we may see upwards, and this is what Miles Terry's telling me, upwards of 60 potential clients in this lawsuit as plaintiffs because, folks, we're going to sue the IRS for violating constitutional rights.
That's exactly right. And it's tough to overstate the complexity and importance of this litigation. We're going to take on the IRS head on, one of the most powerful and intrusive government agencies in the United States. We're going to take them on behalf of dozens of clients, and we need your help. We've got some donors who stepped up and said, this week alone, if you give online, we're going to match every single dollar that you give to help this effort.
Well, folks, this is it's called a matching challenge, and there's two things we need you to do. You could go right to aclj.org, make a gift. Any amount you give, we get a matching grant for it. So if you give $10, we get $20. If you give $100, we get $200. You all have been very generous in the past. We don't do this often, but this is a special challenge because we've got if I could describe for you how much paper is flowing around our offices right now, it's a lot of paper getting ready for this. So we could really use your help at aclj.org. But also, we want to make sure that this is not just some low-level IRS agents as the scapegoats here. This goes to the presidency of the United States. The second article of impeachment on President Nixon was a misuse of the IRS. Now, here's what the White House spokesperson, let's do this one first. The White House spokesperson, Dan Pfeiffer, is on ABC with George Stephanopoulos, is asked about this, and he says the law is irrelevant. Folks, I want you to hear this. The law is irrelevant. Listen.
At the hearings on Friday, Mr. Miller was asked about the legality of this targeting. What does the president believe? Does the president believe that would be illegal?
I can't speak the law. The law here, but that, the law is irrelevant.
The law is irrelevant, which if you listen to what the president of the United States said, folks, it makes perfect sense. Again, I'm going to give you, here's the question. The question is very straightforward. When did you or someone in the White House, can you assure the American people that no one in the White House knew about the IRS investigation prior to April 22nd? The IRS investigation. That's what the president is asked. Here's his answer.
Can you assure the American people that nobody in the White House knew about the agency's actions before your counsel's office found out on April 22nd?
Let me make sure that I answer a specific question. I can assure you that I certainly did not know anything about the IG report before the IG report.
That was a really interesting answer, President Obama, if that was the question, Richard Nixon. But it wasn't. And there was a president impeached for doing that. Misusing the IRS. Now, I'm not saying the president misused the IRS, but I'm telling you this. The president was asked a direct question. When did someone, if anybody, can you assure us that nobody knew prior to April 22nd? And he answers something about the Inspector General's report. We don't want to just hold some low-level IRS, and don't believe me, these are not that low-level anyways, but we don't want to just hold the agents, the line agents in the tax-exempt determinations unit as the only ones culpable here. The IRS works for the President of the United States. So if you want to hold the President of the United States responsible for this, then you go to your phones right now at 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org, and you hold the President responsible with a petition that says, Mr. President, you're responsible for the IRS. You're responsible for targeting conservative groups. You're responsible for targeting Christian groups, and you can't blame everybody else. ACLJ.org. This is an administration that knows nothing about anything. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And I will tell you this, folks. The reality is, and Jordan, you've been talking to our clients about this, they're outraged.
Well, they are outraged. And you know, many of our clients, the one who was on Fox News with this morning in Ohio, they've applied in 2010 in June, and were not approved until December 2012. So what did they do? They missed two election cycles. What they were trying to do was get insurance through a corporation organization for buses so that they could take people to events. I mean, that was really the purpose, their cost, their free transportation. They had to get insurance, and they didn't want to get in trouble that way. They were actually going to file as a corporation to pay taxes as a for-profit because it was such a small amount of money
that
it wasn't, the taxes were kind of insignificant. But the IRS told them, no, go 501c4, and guess what happens? They were delayed up until December 2012 in Ohio, two election cycles. And then Tom, who I was on with, who was the head of the group, was at the hearing Friday. It was outraged. He was with us, and he sees that this is the commissioner not even saying what happened here may be wrong but not illegal.
Well, they did say wrong but not. In fact, let me play for you. This is George Stephanopoulos tried to salvage Dan Pfeiffer's ridiculous statements about, you don't really mean that the law is irrelevant, do you? Listen to the question and listen to his answer when it was corrected. It's still disastrous.
You don't really mean the law is irrelevant, do you?
No, what I mean is that whether it's legal or illegal is not important to the fact
The fact that it's illegal is not important to the fact the conduct matters. No, if it's illegal, David, there's real consequences. You could be outraged on something that's, quote, bad but not illegal. But if it's illegal, that's a whole different ballgame.
Absolutely. There's consequences in federal law.
What are the folks, I'm interrupting, David. I'm going to let you finish. I want you to think about what this guy just said. Okay, I'm going to play this again, David, then get you to respond, because this is really, really, you talk about the rule of law being violated here, folks. Listen to this.
You don't really mean the law is irrelevant, do you?
No, what I mean is that whether it's legal or illegal is not important to the fact that the conduct doesn't matter. The Department of Justice has said
the conduct doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's legal or illegal. That's irrelevant. This is really, folks, this is the White House spokesman.
Let's just imagine if Dana Perino said that in the Bush administration, the New York Times would be printing special editions to cover this scandal. It would be nonstop until the president was hounded out of office if this happened in a Republican administration. There's no question about that. And you know what? There are actual statutes in the statute books that provide for consequences for illegal conduct exactly like this. And there's something called a Constitution of the United States of America that prohibits restrictions on First Amendment activity.
All right, so what we're going to do, folks, I'm going to set the stage for you. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. But in the next couple minutes, here's what I'm going to set the stage for you. I'm going to play first again what the president said. Here's the question and his answer. Let's be very specific here. Play the question and then the answer right after it.
Can you assure the American people that nobody in the White House knew about the agency's actions before your counsel's office found out on April 22nd?
Let me make sure that I answer a specific question. I can assure you that I certainly did not know anything about the IG report.
So that wasn't the question he was asked. So the president starts talking about the Inspector General report. By the way, we found out today that the White House counsel actually, chief lawyer, knew not only was there a report, but knew it was targeting of conservative groups. Didn't bother to tell the president. That's whose office, by the way, is about 30 feet away. A little troubling, but don't worry, because I want you to listen to the two questions asked by George Stephanopoulos. Let's play number one first.
At the hearings on Friday, Mr. Miller was asked about the legality of this targeting. What does the president believe? Does the president believe that would be illegal?
I can't speak the law. The law here, but the law is irrelevant.
The law is irrelevant. Okay, so the guy says the law is irrelevant. George Stephanopoulos, Democrat, liberal, doesn't like that answer. He asked him another question to correct it. Listen to it.
You don't really mean the law is irrelevant, do you?
No, what I mean is that whether it's legal or illegal is not important to the fact that it's...
I don't know. It might be important if you knew anything about the law, because if it was illegal, you can go to jail for it. But the administration says, it doesn't really matter. I'm not going to answer the question. So if you want to do this, folks, here's what we're going to ask you to do right now. We've got two things. We've got a matching challenge. Go to ACLJ.org to help us fight the IRS and fight this administration and hold them accountable. Number two, we need everybody that's listening to us right now to go to either ACLJ.org or call us on 1-877-989-2255. We've got a petition going to stop this abuse, but to hold President Obama accountable for this. If you want to hold the president accountable, you go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. They don't get to blame somebody else. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. It's time to take direct action. We're going to do that, but we need your help. ACLJ.org for that matching challenge or to sign that petition or 1-877-989-2255, holding President Obama accountable for the actions.
Back in the U.S., back in the U.S.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I'm Michael W. Smith.
Hey, what's up? I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
I'm Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline.
I'm Toby Mack.
This is John Foreman from Switchfoot, urging you to sign the petition to free Saeed Abedini.
Would you join us as we petition and pray?
Help us share his story.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Join me as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now calling for the release of Pastor Saeed online at SaveSaeed.org. SaveSaeed.org. The scandal inside the Internal Revenue Service gets worse every day. New revelations show a growing scandal involving the IRS intentionally targeting conservative groups since at least 2011. Groups with the words Tea Party or even Patriot in their names were singled out and faced intrusive and intimidating questions that violated their First Amendment rights. What's worse, that abuse is still ongoing. It's time for those inside the Obama administration to be held accountable. Even President Obama has refused to answer specific questions about what he knew and when. The ACLJ is going to federal court to sue the IRS on behalf of a number of conservative organizations. Those responsible need to be held accountable. Stand with the ACLJ now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. And for a limited time, if you make a gift to support the work of the ACLJ, it will be doubled through our matching challenge. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. Let me tell you, the music you're hearing on today's broadcast was all done right here in our studios at J Secular Live. That's John Schlitt, lead singer of Petra, was doing the lead singing there, and a lot of the guys right here in this that I'm looking at right now in our booths and sound booths were working on that, either helping produce it or playing instruments. I did the drums on that one. We do have, and so if you want to, by the way, we have it on our Facebook. You can actually see us perform it on the video. So you just go to jseculo, facebook.com/jseculo or facebook.com, American Center for Law and Justice, and we'll have it up there. Let me say this. David's got a email. David heads up our digital advocacy. David, tell everybody what it is. Then I'm going to actually read some stuff from it, folks, because we really need your help on this.
Well, basically what we're asking is that for our members to come through right as we launch one of the largest litigation efforts in our history.
Right.
We're going to have generous donors who've said they're going to match every dollar donated online this week. So if you give 10, it'll be 20. If you give 50, it'll be 100. And that's going to help us confront one of the federal government's largest and most powerful agencies.
So, folks, this is probably some of the biggest litigation we've ever gone after. I want to encourage you to go to aclj.org. Make any gift. It's tax deductible. Any amount of money will really help the ACLJ. Let me read you what you're going to be getting. Did the Obama administration IRS really ask a pro-life group about the content of their prayers in their applications and in the questions? The answer to that is yes. Did the Obama administration's IRS really make a pro-life group promise not to protest Planned Parenthood? The answer is yes. Did the Obama administration's IRS really demand the names of individual students who participated in an educational program about the Constitution? The answer is yes. What did the president know and when did he know it? These are the answers that we are seeking, we're demanding, actually, as we prepare to launch a lawsuit against the IRS. When we file this lawsuit, one of the largest legal efforts in the ACLJ's history, we anticipate the administration is going to fight back, which of course they will because that's what they do, and try to blame this on somebody else. But we've got a group of our donors have gotten together and put forward a $200,000 matching challenge, folks. So I encourage you, go to aclj.org, sign on to that petition, and also make an online donation to help us in this fight. And also, you can do the same at 877-989-2255. Folks, if you want to hold the Obama administration accountable, then go to aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. It's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Jordan, let's get a phone call.
Texas on line 2. Andy, welcome to JSecuo Live.
Hi, Andy.
Hey, Jay. Good afternoon.
Hi.
One thing I got to say is, I'm disappointed. You have the president saying, oh, it's absolute outrage, I condemn it. And then the IRS is sitting there saying, oh, it's okay. It's not against the law to target.
Well, yeah, I want to play that for everybody because people are asking, did the president's IRS acting commissioner actually say that? Did Mr. Miller actually say when he was pressed on the issue of whether, in fact, it was illegal, the targeting, which they've admitted. Did he think it was illegal? Bite number 20, listen.
Is it illegal what they have done?
It is absolutely not illegal.
It's not illegal.
I want you to talk. So, first we got the White House senior advisor saying the law's irrelevant. Secondly, we've got this fake apology from the IRS that was a pre-setup question, okay? We know that. And then we have this, is it legal or illegal? He says it's legal. So, what's your reaction, David? And I want to get Jordan's on this, too. I mean, the arrogance of this is pretty unbelievable.
That response is utterly ridiculous. Let's just come up with one constitutional doctrine. It's called viewpoint discrimination.
Yeah, we're very familiar with that one. We've done about four cases of the Supreme Court on it.
You cannot single out one viewpoint for worse treatment than another merely on the basis of the ideas expressed. And that is exactly what happened here. They admitted it. It's all over the Inspector General's report. And they can't whitewash constitutional law. It is what it is, and they're going to have to pay the piper.
Jordan, what's your sense? You were up there all week on this. What's your sense of what's going to happen? I want to get Dan's impression, too, about congressional outrage here. But let's just talk about the clients and the kind of the tone.
Well, I think it keeps unraveling. You know, we you see Dan Pfeiffer, who's not just a spokesperson, but is an advisor to the president.
Senior advisor.
Right. I mean, this is someone who came out there with a message and fumbled it. Why did he fumble it? Because they've got a real problem when no one will answer direct questions like the president. So he took a question where he could have said no, and then, you know, people really couldn't say it was his fault anymore. At least he'd have to be lying at that point, I mean, to the question. But instead, he does this very specific legalese answer, which, you know, he's an attorney. His advisors are attorneys. You don't just say that when you're asked the question. That was prepared. He said, you know, let me take some time here, make a very specific remark. His specific remark was about a report. Had nothing to do with the actual practice going on here. You tie that to the IRS asking people about their prayers, telling pro-life groups that they can't protest anymore if they get status, that they can't be outside Planned Parenthood. The bidding that the IRS was doing on behalf of basically every liberal cause.
Right.
And you've seen the left try to say, well, it may have happened to us. I mean, they've come up with a couple of options that everyone got approved. And they got approved within, you know, 400 days. They got a little more than a year. Here we have these clients who were 2.5, 3 years. One we've got, you know, December 2009, they applied. They're still in Albuquerque, the Albuquerque
right.
Tea Party. This
that
is
came out of the
it's
White
outrageous.
House office in Washington.
And instead of, I think, coming out of that congressional hearing last week on Friday, a lot of our clients, about 17 were here in Washington, D.C., of our clients. A lot of them, I think, thought at least that that person would be apologetic and really seem like they were troubled, sorry, that this was a real stain on their career.
Do we have the,
That's
do
not
we have
what
the,
we saw from
do
Stephen
we have the
Miller.
Customer
this
service
was someone
comment?
Who's arrogant.
Yeah, I want to play the Than, we're going to get this ready, but Than, give me the Washington sense of the members of the – you've been dealing with members and their staffs. What's been the view there?
Yeah, members of Congress are outraged at how arrogant the IRS was yesterday. But, Jay, I think there's an increasing shift to this question that you brought out about what did the president know and when, because members on both sides of the aisle, they don't believe the White House on this anymore. I mean, the White House is trying to tell them that they knew nothing about everything at all times. Benghazi, AP records, this IRS investigation. And one member of Congress put it to me this way the other day. He said, if the president doesn't know about any of this, then who is running the country? And I think that's going to be the theme, especially at Wednesday's hearing. They want to know, if the president doesn't know about this, who is running the country?
Well, you know, they're acting like this is, you know, poor, they keep calling it poor customer service or poor service. Listen to number 10.
First and foremost, as acting commissioner, I want to apologize on behalf of the Internal Revenue Service for the mistakes that we made and the poor service we provided. The affected organizations.
The poor service that we provided. I mean, poor what? Customer, I think there's one point where he calls it customer service. I'm going to get that bite for tomorrow because, let me customer service, that's, you know, a pair of shorts you bought at Sears and there's a rip in them. That's bad customer service. You had to wait in line at Delta. I'm not picking on Delta. I like Delta. But you're picking, you know, you have to wait longer than you think. Your food came out cold. That's poor customer service. You think if you filed a fake and false return with the IRS, you could say, oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I apologize. And they're going to say, oh, don't worry. Apology accepted. And that's all fine, of course. You don't get away with that unless you're Malik Obama. Because if you're Malik Obama, you get to operate a corporation that's not properly registered for 3 years, then 3 years later apply for tax-exempt status for the Barack H. Obama Foundation, and good news, that's approved by, guess who, Lois Lerner in 30 days, not 3 years. You a little outraged, America? You should be. Fight back, and let's hold President Obama accountable. ACLJ.org, and make that matching challenge gift when you go to ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Folks, those of you that stay on the line, stay there. We're going to get to your calls right after the break. But I'm telling you, folks, if there's not a time to fight back, this is the time. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Special treatment for Malik Obama, not so much for the conservative groups. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment. Back in the U.S., back in the U.S.,
back in the U.S. The ACLJ is going to federal court to sue the IRS on behalf of a number of conservative organizations. Those responsible need to be held accountable. Stand with the ACLJ now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. And for a limited time, if you make a gift to support the work of the ACLJ, it will be doubled through our matching challenge. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
you know, I'm trying to figure out which is my favorite line. The president not answering the question by answering a different question, or his senior advisor saying the law is irrelevant. I think I've decided that for today I like the law is irrelevant. So let's play the law is irrelevant.
At the hearings on Friday, Mr. Miller was asked about the legality of this targeting. What does the president believe? Does the president believe that would be illegal?
I can't speak the law here, but the law is irrelevant.
The law is irrelevant. But George Stephanopoulos, because he's a liberal, he's not going to let him get away with that one. And he comes right back and tries to correct it for the guy, except one problem. The guy doesn't correct it. Listen.
You don't really mean the law is irrelevant, do you?
No, what I mean is that whether it's legal or illegal is not important to the fact that it's...
Whether it's legal or illegal, it's not irrelevant. It's not important. So this is your White House in action, folks. Let's go ahead and take phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Roger, New York on line 4. Roger, welcome to JCKO Live.
Hi, Roger.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I was thinking whenever you guys have anything at all to say about Barack Obama, you should introduce him by just playing the Mr. Magoo theme because...
I'm trying to remember that one. What was the Mr. Magoo theme? I'll see if we can rehearse that one. I used to like watching Mr. Magoo. You know what? Here's the problem, though. He's not Mr. Magoo. He's very calculated, David. I mean, this is the thing. It's what we will be playing this week, though, Roger, is the Beatles song, "You Never Give," the portion of the Abbey Road medley that says, "You Never Give Me Your Money," because that's basically what this administration... But this is very calculated. This is not Mr. Magoo. This is calculated. But I appreciate the call, Roger.
This is a guy who ran in 08 basically saying he was going to correct the incompetence of the Bush administration, and now his line is he doesn't learn about anything unless he's watching the news. I mean, how convenient is that?
Well, not very. An inconvenient truth. The truth is the administration, I think, Jordan and Than, this one is... Really, Benghazi, of course, you had the loss of human life, so that one is the one that's got the most tragedy. But this one has got the most cover-up right now, although Benghazi has plenty of that too. But this one is affecting the American people in a very different way, and I think that's because people can relate to the IRS.
Yeah, I mean, this is a situation, everyone here, the guy who picked me up today, take me to Fox News. It was from Fox News, and came to this country from Middle East, outraged. It's not just because he's with Fox News. He's not necessarily conservative. He just said they're gonna have all my medical records, and this is a government
really
where
thought.
They keep the records, it's not, and leaking it on Mitt Romney. I mean, this has gotten to a level where everyone is affected by the IRS. You don't have to be a multimillionaire CEO to care about the IRS or audits. All these Tea Party groups figured that out, and that's why it's resonating with everyone I talk to, regardless of partisanship, for the most part. The only people that are even trying to defend this are those who are so far, they're not even on the left. They are just pro-administration.
Yep.
And there is that group. And what we're seeing their drumbeat is this was bad, but there's nothing illegal. They're trying to stop the real criminal investigation.
Nicole's on line 3. Nicole, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. You're on the air.
Yeah, like I was saying earlier, I just don't even understand why we even voted for the president, because it's like the government got him in there at the beginning of 08 or the whatever, like on their own terms. And I don't understand how they can say that this isn't illegal when it's just like someone would go into a jewelry store and rob all the diamonds.
Well, they're saying, by the way, legality is irrelevant. And you're right. I mean, watch the terms over the next 24 hours, folks, and we'll have a lot more on it coming up. Hey, we're taking a break. When we come back, more of your information here to come out to you. We've got some exciting debates ahead in the next two segments. You're going to want to see those, and also one of our clients. So you've got a lot to listen to. Go to ACLJ.org. Participate in that matching challenge campaign that we've got out. David's sending out an email today that's going out. So it's ACLJ.org, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. You can also sign that petition to hold the president accountable. Again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And we want you to participate in that. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/JordanSekulow. You can follow me on Twitter, JSekulow. Follow the ACLJ as well. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
Down.
The scandal inside the Internal Revenue Service gets worse every day. New revelations show a growing scandal involving the IRS intentionally targeting conservative groups since at least 2011. Groups with the words Tea Party or even Patriot in their names were singled out and faced intrusive and intimidating questions that violated their First Amendment rights. What's worse, that abuse is still ongoing. It's time for those inside the Obama administration to be held accountable. Even President Obama has refused to answer specific questions about what he knew and when. The ACLJ is going to federal court to sue the IRS on behalf of a number of conservative organizations. Those responsible need to be held accountable. Stand with the ACLJ now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. And for a limited time, if you make a gift to support the work of the ACLJ, it will be doubled through our matching challenge. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
If you don't want to pay someone. Everyone, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Listen, in the last segment of the broadcast, you heard from one of our clients, Tom Zawistowski, about the real harm that his group has suffered in this. And folks, that's just one of 27 stories that our clients have to tell. We're going to continue to hear about these stories as this week goes on. Tomorrow, we're going to have a hearing in front of the Senate Finance Committee. We're going to hear more of those stories. And then on Wednesday, folks, I expect this hearing to be really dynamic. It's going to be at 9:30 in the House Oversight Committee. Chairman Daryl Issa is going to lead this committee. We're going to start to hear about some of the specific examples, some of the specific agents involved in this case. They have the information from all of our clients available. They will be able to demonstrate that, contrary to what the administration has said, that this was an isolated effort out of the Cincinnati IRS office. They're going to be able to demonstrate that this is much wider spread than that, that the targeting that took place was coast to coast, that it was political in nature. And, you know, one of the things that Commissioner Miller testified in front of the Ways and Means Committee last week was that targeting was an unfair word to use for this. That despite the fact that the IG report specifically called it that. And folks, when you have applicants that are pulled out for special scrutiny because their name includes either Tea Party or Patriot, that is the definition of targeting. It is political in nature, and this week's hearings are going to continue to show that. Jay, over the weekend, on Saturday actually, Jay was on Fox News with Judge Jeanine talking about this issue, laying out some of the specific instances of abuse that we've been seeing. I wanted you to have a chance to hear that interview now. Let's go ahead and roll it again. It's Jay on Saturday on with Judge Jeanine.
The IRS scandal is even more frightening than we first thought. And now some of those conservative groups that have been targeted are planning to sue. Other than a man who was already going to retire, will anyone really be held accountable? With me now, former United States IRS Commissioner Mark Everson from Indianapolis and Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow, who joins us from Nashville, who actually represents a number of the Tea Party groups that were targeted. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
All right, Commissioner, I'm going to start with you. Are you aware of this kind of political targeting happening at the IRS when you were the commissioner?
No, not at all. Let me just say this. In my experience, everybody at the service did their level best to stay clear of politics. In fact, Judge, we had an initiative in the 04 and the 06 election cycles where we looked at churches and charities that were accused of politicking. Those are, the charities were C3s, and you may know they can't advocate for or against a specific candidate. We got a lot of complaints, and the same TIGDA, took a look at the work we did, Russell George, who testified yesterday, and they concluded that the work was balanced. They made suggestions about being more timely and better guidance, but there was none of this. So this surprises me that the work that was done is really atrocious and unbalanced.
All right, then you would agree then, Commissioner, that what you're seeing now is something that has only happened during the Obama administration based upon what you did when you were the IRS commissioner?
Well, as a departure, let me cover a couple of the points that have been made in your previous pieces, if I can. I mean, I think that this did. The one issue is what happened in Cincinnati, and what they set up and the screens they put in place were absolutely wrong. I don't believe, though, that a word could have come down from the top, as has been implied, look only at these groups. What is a problem, though, is that once management was aware of it, management did not act to correct it, and then there's the whole question of the candor in dealing with the Congress, which is, for my money, equally serious.
Commissioner, so then once management was aware of it and they didn't correct it, it makes them complicit, does it not, Jay Sokolow?
It does, and Judge, with due respect to Mark, I my first job out of law school was with Chief Counsel's Office of the IRS, and the tax-exempt group was one of our clients. But let me tell you something. We know a Deputy Secretary of the Treasury was aware of this over a year ago, and nothing changed. We know that the head of the tax-exempt was aware of it and actually put a criteria in place, a secondary criteria, which actually was worse. Then they were looking at groups that were in favor of improving America and learning about the Constitution. So the Deputy Secretary of the Treasury
is aware of this and does nothing.
That's malfeasance at a very high level.
All right.
And Mark, what do you want to say?
No, what I want to say is, as I understand the timeline, Lois Lerner acted to control the group, and it was slow. She was way slow in doing this.
Oh, hogwash. She didn't tell the truth to Congress.
Wait a minute. Let's wait. Let's get through the hearings here. Let's hear what happens from the hearings. And what happened was this group, after she acted...
My clients have been waiting for 3 years for their taxes
and status. And
I think that's horrible. That is...
Jay, go ahead. Tell us about 100%. What's going on with your clients, Jay.
Yeah, I've got the clients that have been waiting 3 years for their tax-exempt status. They were asked what books they read, who they were in contact with, did they ever speak to their state representatives, give them us our membership list, give you your donor list. All of this, as you know, Mark, and I have a lot of respect for what you did at the IRS, is not only illegal and inappropriate, it's unconstitutional. They have no right to it, and it's been 3 years. So we've got no choice. I even notified Treasury on Monday saying, look, these applications have been pending now 3 years. You're under scrutiny. We know there's targeting. Just grant the exemptions already for these 10 groups. No response from the Chief Counsel's office. No response from the IRS, no response from the Treasury. So I've got no choice but to get a declaratory judgment at a minimum from a federal court, and that's what we're going to do. And again, I have a lot of respect for the agency, too, but I will tell you this. When the Deputy Secretary of the Treasury is aware of this, does nothing to stop it, that tells me there's a problem high up. And the President of the United States refuses to answer a question asked. Did anybody in the White House know? And his answer is, no, I did not know about the Inspector General's report. They're bringing this on themselves, and what they need to do is just come clean and tell us what happened. We know the targeting. We know it was illegal, and they need to give these group their exemptions. They're entitled to it by law.
Let me just say one thing. Jay, I agree 100% with what you just said about these delays. This rope-a-dope, if you will, of just endless questions, there's no place for that. That's wrong. And, in fact, one thing that disturbs me is the fact that none of the applications were denied. If the applications were...
Right.
Were incorrect. Something should have been denied. Just putting you in a corridor where you're waiting endlessly, that is not the right approach. But again, let's let all the facts come out here and see who needs to be accountable, as already has been said.
But you know what? There already is a suspicion.
Well,
when you're in a position that you missed two election cycles because a decision was not made, to me, that's just as bad, because if you deny it, at least it can be appealed from. This way, you've got no recourse. Right, Jay?
Right.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. And Lois Lerner, by the way, knew about this 2 years ago, did nothing about it, then put in a corrective criteria, which I said is actually worse. Never followed up with the Cincinnati office, which, by the way, is the largest processing office for tax exempt in the United States. I've got a letter from lawyers at Treasury, at the IRS, from Washington, D.C. I've got tax-exempt specialist from California. This was all over the country. But no one's asked for Lois Lerner's resignation for the tax-exempt position that she still holds. So they put up Mark Miller, who's going to resign in a month, and they move it up 3 weeks.
So,
and
that's Mark, what do you say to
corrective
that, Mark?
Action taken. Nobody
Mark,
buys
what
it.
Do you say to the fact said, that no one's being asked to resign other than this guy who's already resigning?
Well, look, there are four different pieces of this. There's the activity down in Cincinnati, and we haven't been told what the discipline has been for those individuals. Then there's the question of how Cincinnati was supervised, as Jay is saying and you're saying, Judge, from the tax-exempt group headed by Lois. It was slow. It took way too long. Then there's the question of how the supervision was exercised overall from the front office. This was no secret. I got calls from Fox and other players saying, what do you think of all these C4s? And I didn't take the calls, or I didn't answer them, because I said, I don't know much about it. In my watch, it was about the C3s. But there was no secret here. The front office should have gotten on this and found out what was going on in the bowels of the agency when people like Jay were raising issues and people like Orrin Hatch.
Unless, of course, Mark, they already knew and there was nothing to stop. Jay, Mark, thanks so much for being with us this evening.
Again, folks, that was Jay on with Judge Jeanine on Fox News. And listen, one of the things that we're hearing from the other side, those that say this issue is really no big deal, is that all of these groups eventually are getting approved. Of course, that ignores the fact that we still have 10 clients who have not been approved. But even that claim, folks, it's missing the point. The real harm that occurred in this IRS targeting, this political targeting of Tea Party groups, it was the delay in the approval process. And you've heard that from a number of our clients now. But the process, this delay, these abusive tactics, they crushed these groups. It kept them on the sidelines during the election. And folks, you know, this was said during the hearing last week, but I really think it's true and is worth repeating. This is what we are used to seeing in third world countries. This is what happens when dictators use the government and the mechanisms of government to crush any dissension. That is not supposed to happen in the United States of America, and yet we now have an admission from the IRS that it occurred here in the United States of America. And we often get the question, well, where do we go from here? Well, I would just say to you, the IRS can't be trusted to do their job, and that includes enforcement of Obamacare. The DOJ is equally unworthy to investigate the IRS. That's what makes these congressional hearings so important. And folks, that's what makes our lawsuits so critical. It allows us to insist on the legal protections and the recourse that is available to our clients under law. We don't have to trust the administration in order to get that justice, but we do need you to stand with us. We need you to call now, lend your support to this effort. The number is 877-989-2255. You can also add your name at aclj.org. But call now, stand with us as we go after the IRS, 877-989-2255.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org. The scandal inside the Internal Revenue Service gets worse every day. New revelations show a growing scandal involving the IRS intentionally targeting conservative groups since at least 2011. Groups with the words Tea Party or even Patriot in their names were singled out and faced intrusive and intimidating questions that violated their First Amendment rights. What's worse, that abuse is still ongoing. It's time for those inside the Obama administration to be held accountable. Even President Obama has refused to answer specific questions about what he knew and when. The ACLJ is going to federal court to sue the IRS on behalf of a number of conservative organizations. Those responsible need to be held accountable. Stand with the ACLJ now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. And for a limited time, if you make a gift to support the work of the ACLJ, it will be doubled through our matching challenge. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Everyone, welcome back to the broadcast. And again, if you want to be a part of this effort to make sure that we achieve justice from the IRS for this political targeting of conservative groups, we need you to stand with us now, 877-989-2255. We really couldn't have done this without the groups themselves standing up and being willing to take on the most powerful agency in our federal government. You don't have to do that, folks. You can just stand with us. We will do the work on their behalf, on your behalf. Again, call now, 877-989-2255. Listen, in this segment of the broadcast, I want to play for you an interview that Jordan did with Geraldo on Fox News. Juan Williams was also on. This has become really a right-left issue, folks. Even folks on the left are realizing that what happened within the IRS under the authority of the Obama administration really is unacceptable. It has no place in America. It has no place in first-world society, folks. But again, Jordan was on with Geraldo on Fox News, on with Juan Williams. This is from Saturday. Let's go ahead and roll that interview.
What about the events that night? Are you convinced that we did everything we possibly could? As the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and other military officials today maintain, or do you wish we had tried and done more?
We now have confirmed that the talking points were just totally incorrect. We've now confirmed that it was an organized attack against the mission and later against the CIA headquarters. We now have confirmed that there were requests for additional security that weren't granted. We need to know the who, what, when, where, and why.
The only edits made by anyone here at the White House were stylistic and non-substantive. They corrected the description of the building or the facility in Benghazi from consulate to diplomatic facility. And the like.
There is nobody at this point that believes the White House spokesperson, Jay Carney, that these were merely stylistic changes. The public was misled for weeks.
Benghazi is the most emotional of the scandals, and we'll deal with it as the program progresses this evening. But will it have the biggest long-term impact? Let's ask my friend and colleague, Fox News contributor Juan Williams, and Jordan Sekulow. Jordan's the executive director of the American Center for Law and Justice. Next week, Mr. Sekulow will be filing lawsuits against the IRS on behalf of several Tea Party organizations, alleging what, Jordan? Welcome, gentlemen.
Thanks, Geraldo.
So what are you going to be alleging, Jordan?
Yeah, in our lawsuits, we represent currently, there's 17 of our 27 clients are ready to file lawsuits. Here, likely in Washington, D.C., federal suits. The first will be off of 10 of our clients that are still not approved. They have still not gotten an answer from the IRS, and there is a federal mechanism at law, not a monetary damages for those, but that's an issue to basically get a declaratory judgment and to look at that. And then we are also...
Hold it, Jordan. A declaratory judgment that they are tax exempt, is that it?
That the IRS has... either targeted them in the past unfairly for those who may have been already approved, but now we know this apology, that the reason why some were waiting 2.5-3 years for approval was because this targeted scheme the IRS has apologized for. And then for the 10 who haven't been approved, it would be declaring that the IRS has acted inappropriately. This is important, Geraldo, going forward, because it notes by the court that you have been treated unfairly, that you have been targeted. Viewpoint discrimination has occurred. So that's the first count. The second will be, as we're working on right now, damages. And there are federal provisions that allow for this, and there are also Supreme Court cases that have kind of set forward the standard of how you'd move forward, because some of these clients, they hired accountants to do this. They didn't get donations. They can document that. So I expect that we'll have more than 17 clients before we file this upcoming week.
And as you sit there tonight, Jordan, are you convinced that the wrongdoers were inside the IRS, or do you fear, do you expect, do you allege White House involvement?
Well, that won't really be part of our legal challenge, but as we've seen throughout this investigation, you know, it all started for us when it was leaked by the head of the tax-exempt organizations, Lois Lerner, at that ABA meeting where she got the preset question and said, but it was just Cincinnati. And now here we were, the legal organization had been representing them with letters, not just from Cincinnati, though we have those, but from Washington, D.C. at IRS headquarters and two different offices in California. So we knew then that they weren't telling the full truth and the whole truth, and that then when the Inspector General's report started coming out, that this was highly coordinated, that they were at least notified, that they didn't make the changes they should have, and it still hasn't been fixed. So we'll let Congress do the investigation on that side. We're going to focus on, you know, representing our clients, but wouldn't be surprised at all if this goes much higher than Lois Lerner.
Juan, what are you thinking about Steve Miller? Is that as high as this goes, the acting commissioner who resigned on his way to vacation anyway? Or do you, the same question, is the White House in on this? Is this a huge scandal beyond the IRS? What are you thinking, Juan?
Well, what we know, and the latest revelation, of course, is that some Treasury officials were informed about this in advance. So Treasury obviously takes you closer to the White House, Geraldo, and we don't know exactly whether or not then there is another step in that progression with Treasury informing White House officials. What we know so far is that the president's lawyer had some information about this inquiry as to what was going on at the IRS. She apparently did not inform anyone else, including the president, until she learned that there was an inspector general's investigation taking place. And that seems to then have set off alarms at the White House. That's as far as we know. And as you know, the president said he only became aware of it at the time that he was told about the inspector general's report being forthcoming.
I would add one thing, Geraldo, one part to that. It was a very legalized answer, which was, and the president's a lawyer, when he was asked most recently in the Rose Garden when it was raining, did he know about this targeting? He didn't say just absolutely no. He said, I didn't know about the inspector general's report. That was a careful legal answer, and I would hope maybe the president can come out and correct that and just come out with a straight no. But until he does that, it raises other attorneys' suspicions because it wasn't a straight denial.
And, Juan, do you want to respond to that? And this president seems so disengaged, a bystander playing golf today, you know, like Nemo fiddling when Rome burns, Juan?
Oh, gosh, I think you're way over the line here, Geraldo. I don't think Rome is anywhere near burning. I mean, this is where I think Republicans are going to get in trouble, is overplaying their hands on all of this. Look, the level of change in terms of the political poll numbers, zero. President Obama remains a popular president. For all of the churning and talk about Rome burning, let me just tell you, politically, it has been a non-starter, all of these scandals. But let me just come back to the IRS thing. Again, people are trying to parse, what did the president say, didn't say? No. So far, the president said he didn't know about it until the inspector general, and there's no evidence
about the report.
That anything
he said he didn't know about the
went
report.
To
it's
the
very
White
different.
House. No evidence, but people who are, I guess, looking for conspiracies can try
just,
to point to
it's not an
that.
Answer you give unless you prepared it.
Gentlemen, I have to leave it there. I wish we could keep you on all night. Very interesting. Thank you so much.
Again, folks, that was Jordan on with Geraldo and Juan Williams from Fox News on Saturday night. And listen, one of the things we heard at last week's hearing was several Democrat members of Congress trying to blame George W. Bush because, you know, he happened to appoint the commissioner that was over the IRS during a portion of this time. And folks, I would just say, if anyone thinks that George W. Bush is responsible for targeting the Tea Party, they're just delusional, and they need to recheck their facts. That's going to be made clear during this week's hearing. It is this president that needs to be asked what he knew about this, what people in his White House knew, why he did not put a stop to this. I think some of those facts are going to come out today. We're going to be very busy. We, of course, submitted testimony on behalf of Jay at last week's hearing. We are engaging with both committees to provide oversight. This week, Jordan, of course, did the press conference with a number of our clients, with Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann last week. This is something that is taking a lot of time and a lot of resources. And, folks, we need your support to continue that work. We just want you to add your name to the petition that says seeking the truth from the IRS, standing with these Tea Party clients. To add your name to that petition, call now 877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
The The ACLJ is going to federal court to sue the IRS on behalf of a number of conservative organizations. Those responsible need to be held accountable. Stand with the ACLJ now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. And for a limited time, if you make a gift to support the work of the ACLJ, it will be doubled through our matching challenge. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.